Ever feel like you're missing something? Like you're floating through life, barely scraping the surface of what it means to truly live? You wake up, go through the motions, and go to bed, wondering if this is all there is. It's a nagging feeling, isn't it? That there's a deeper truth out there, a key to unlock a life of true meaning and fulfillment. But here's the brutal reality. Most people never find it. They live their entire lives chasing illusions, drowning in regret, and missing the lessons that could transform their existence. Imagine being on your deathbed, looking back at your life and realizing that you missed the point. You were too busy, too distracted, too afraid to confront the truths that could have set you free. It's a nightmare scenario, but for many, it's a reality. Today, we're going to confront that nightmare head on. Lesson 1, you are replaceable. Let's kick things off with a harsh truth. You are replaceable. Yes, you heard me right. No matter how special you think you are at your job, in your family or among your friends, the brutal reality is that life will go on without you. Your role, no matter how vital you think it is, can be filled by someone else. This isn't just about work. It's about every aspect of your life. The sooner you accept this, the sooner you can start living authentically. Take a moment and let that sink in. We live in a world that constantly tells us we're unique, irreplaceable, the best at what we do. But the hard truth is, that's a lie. And it's a lie that's keeping you trapped in a cycle of ego and fear. I know this might sound harsh, but it's reality. I learned this the hard way. Years ago, I was working at a job I thought I couldn't be replaced in. I put in long hours, sacrificed my personal life, and convinced myself that the place would fall apart without me. I was indispensable, or so I thought. One day, I was laid off without warning. Just like that, everything I had built my identity on was stripped away. The company didn't collapse. They moved on, replaced me, and continued as if I never existed. It was a gut-wrenching realization that I was not as crucial as I believed. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. The world doesn't revolve around any one person, no matter how important you think you are. The machine keeps running, with or without you. And here's where it gets even more uncomfortable. This isn't just about your job, it applies to every part of your life. Think about your family, your friendships, your social circles. Life will go on after you're gone. People will mourn, they'll miss you, but they will eventually move on. Friends find new friends. Families adjust to new dynamics. It's the cold, hard truth of life's continuity. This isn't meant to depress you, it's meant to liberate you. Once you accept that you're replaceable, you can start living for yourself, not for the validation or approval of others. You can let go of the need to be indispensable and focus on what truly matters, being true to yourself and living your life authentically. So, next time you feel pressured to prove your worth or cling desperately to your role, remember this. You are replaceable, and that's okay. Embrace it and start living for the person who really matters, yourself. Life isn't about being irreplaceable. It's about making the time you have count, for you, not for others. Accept this, and you'll find a freedom you never knew existed. Lesson 2. Comfort is the enemy of growth. Let's talk about comfort. We all love it, don't we? The warmth of a cozy chair, the security of a steady job, the predictability of our daily routines. It feels good, it feels safe. But here's the controversial truth you need to hear. Comfort is the enemy of growth. Yeah, I said it. That soft, cozy bubble you're living in is suffocating your potential. We're taught from a young age that comfort is something to strive for. We work hard to build a comfortable life, a safe life. But here's what they don't tell you. Comfort is a trap. It's the velvet-lined coffin of your dreams. It lulls you into complacency, numbs your ambition, and keeps you from ever pushing beyond your limits. Think about it. When was the last time you grew as a person while you were comfortable? Growth doesn't happen when you're lounging in your comfort zone. It happens when you're out there, facing challenges, dealing with discomfort and pushing through adversity. Take a look at any person who's achieved something significant. Do you think they got there by staying comfortable? No. They embraced discomfort, faced their fears, and pushed through pain. Comfort never led to greatness. It's the struggles, the setbacks, and the hard times that build character and strength. Let me tell you a personal story. A few years ago, I was stuck in a rut. I had a comfortable job, a nice apartment, and a predictable routine. I thought I was happy, but deep down, I felt stagnant. I wasn't growing, I wasn't challenging myself. I was existing, not living. One day, I decided to step out of my comfort zone. I quit my job, sold my belongings, and moved to a new city with nothing but a suitcase and a lot of uncertainty. It was terrifying, but it was the best decision I ever made. The discomfort I faced forced me to grow in ways I never thought possible. I learned new skills, met new people, and discovered a resilience I didn't know I had. Discomfort became my teacher, my guide. Every challenge I faced, every fear I confronted, made me stronger, more resilient. It was the exact opposite of comfort, and it was exactly what I needed to evolve. The Stoics understood this well. They believed that comfort dulls the mind and weakens the spirit. It's the enemy of progress. They intentionally sought out challenges and embraced discomfort to build strength and wisdom. And this is the mindset we need to adopt if we want to truly grow. So, the next time you find yourself sinking into the warmth of your comfort zone, remember this. Comfort is the enemy of growth. It's a seductive lie that keeps you from reaching your full potential. Challenge yourself. Step into the unknown. Embrace the discomfort. That's where the real magic happens. That's where you grow. Remember, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Don't let the allure of a comfortable life keep you from living an extraordinary one. Take that step today. Embrace the discomfort. It's the only way to grow. Lesson 3. The future is a trap. All right, brace yourself for a raw, unapologetic truth. The future is a trap. Yeah, you heard me right. It's a seductive, toxic illusion that keeps you chained to an endless cycle of anxiety and dissatisfaction. And if you keep living for tomorrow, you'll never truly live at all. Let me break this down for you. From the moment we're old enough to understand, society bombards us with this idea. Save for the future. Plan for the future. Worry about the future. It's all about the future, right? But here's the hard truth. The future is a lie. It's a concept that doesn't exist except in our minds. Think about it. The future is nothing more than a projection of our hopes, fears, and expectations. It's this hazy, distant mirage that keeps us from embracing the only thing we truly have, this moment, right here, right now. You're living in a dream, constantly chasing a horizon that keeps moving further away. I've been there. I used to obsess over my future. I had a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a retirement plan. I was constantly projecting my happiness into some distant future. I told myself, once I get that promotion, I'll be happy. Or, when I have enough money saved, then I'll start living. But guess what? Those moments came and went, and I was still chasing the next future milestone, never satisfied. Here's the kicker. While I was busy planning for the future, life was happening all around me. Opportunities passed me by. Relationships withered because I was too focused on what's next instead of what's now. I was living in a self-imposed prison, shackled by my obsession with the future. It took me years to realize that the future was stealing my present. Think about all the times you've told yourself, I'll start living once I have more money, more time, more success. You're putting your life on hold for a fantasy that might never come true, and even if it does, it's never what you imagined it would be. The future keeps you in a perpetual state of almost there, but never arriving. I learned this the hard way. I remember working insane hours at a job I hated, telling myself it was all for a better future. I missed birthdays, anniversaries, time with friends. I kept thinking, just a little longer, and then I can relax and enjoy life. But every time I reached one goal, there was always another one waiting. The future became a never-ending chase, and I realized I was sacrificing my present happiness for a future that was never guaranteed. Let's be real. How many times have you seen people on their deathbeds wishing they had spent more time at the office or worrying about their future? Never. They regret not living more fully, not loving more deeply, not being present for the moments that truly mattered. The future is a thief that robs you of today's joy. The Stoics had this figured out centuries ago. They taught that the only thing we have is the present moment. The past is gone, the future is uncertain, and it's our obsession with the future that keeps us from fully experiencing life as it happens. It's time to break free, Frey. Lesson 4. Desire is a poison. All right, time for some uncomfortable truths. Desire is a poison. Yeah, I said it. It's not your motivator, it's not your guide to success. It's a toxic force that corrupts your soul and keeps you trapped in a never-ending cycle of wanting more. It's time to wake up and realize that the things you crave are the very things holding you back from true happiness and peace. We live in a world that constantly tells us to desire more. More money, more success, more possessions. It's a relentless pursuit, fueled by a culture of consumerism and comparison. But here's the harsh reality. The more you desire, the more miserable you become. Desire is a poison that eats away at your contentment and traps you in a state of perpetual dissatisfaction. I've been there. I used to believe that if I could just get that next promotion, buy that fancy car, or move into a bigger house, I'd finally be happy. I chased after every shiny object society dangled in front of me. And you know what? Each time I got what I wanted, the joy was fleeting. The thrill was temporary. Soon enough, I found myself wanting more, needing more, craving more. Take a look around. We're bombarded with advertisements and social media posts that glorify a life of excess and luxury. They tell us that happiness lies just beyond our reach, in the next purchase, the next achievement, the next desire fulfilled. It's a vicious cycle, a never-ending chase that leaves us exhausted and empty. Desire is not your friend. It's a poison that seeps into your mind and tells you that you're not enough as you are, that your life isn't complete without that next thing. It convinces you that happiness is always somewhere out there, just beyond your grasp. But here's the truth. The more you desire, the more you suffer. I once knew a guy who seemed to have it all. He had a high-paying job, a beautiful house, and the latest gadgets. But he was always chasing the next big thing, always wanting more. He worked himself to the bone, neglected his family, and eventually he burned out. All that desire, all that striving, left him empty and broken. He had everything he thought he wanted, and yet he had nothing at all. The Stoics understood this. They taught that desire is a trap, a poison that blinds you to the beauty of the present moment and the abundance already in your life. They knew that true happiness doesn't come from fulfilling every desire, but from letting go of them. Lesson 5. The opinion of others doesn't matter. Let's get real about something most people are too scared to admit. The opinion of others doesn't matter. That's right. All those voices, all that judgment, all the societal pressure, it's all meaningless. It's a toxic fog that clouds your vision and keeps you from seeing who you really are. And let me tell you, caring about what others think is one of the biggest traps you can fall into. It's time to wake up and break free from this societal prison. We're conditioned from a young age to seek approval from others. We're told to fit in, to conform, to live up to expectations that aren't even ours. We measure our worth by the yardstick of other people's opinions. But here's the raw truth. What others think of you doesn't matter. It doesn't define you. It doesn't shape your destiny. And it sure as hell doesn't dictate your happiness. Let me tell you a personal story. I used to be a people pleaser. I cared deeply about what others thought of me. I wanted to be liked, accepted, and admired. I twisted myself into knots trying to meet everyone's expectations. I wore masks, played roles, and silenced my true voice just to fit in. And you know what? It was exhausting. It felt like living in a prison of my own making. I remember one time I had the chance to take a huge risk and pursue a passion that really excited me. But I didn't. Why? Because I was terrified of what people would say. I thought, what if they think I'm crazy? What if I fail and they laugh at me? That fear of judgment held me back, and I missed out on an incredible opportunity, all because I cared too much about other people's opinions. It took me a long time to realize that the only opinion that truly matters is my own. The moment I stopped giving a damn about what others thought, my life changed. I started making decisions based on what I wanted, what felt right for me. And let me tell you, the freedom that came with that was indescribable. Look at it this way. People are going to judge you no matter what you do. You can live the most conventional, predictable life, and they'll still find something to criticize. You can chase your wildest dreams, and they'll say you're unrealistic or foolish. The opinions of others are like background noise. They're irrelevant distractions that shouldn't dictate your path. Lesson 6. Control is an illusion. Get ready for a truth bomb that's going to shake your foundations. Control is an illusion. That's right. The idea that you can control everything in your life is a comforting lie, a fairy tale we tell ourselves to feel safe and secure. But the reality? Control is a mirage. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner you'll find true freedom and peace. We're taught to believe that if we just work hard enough, plan carefully enough, and stay disciplined enough, we can control our destinies. But here's the raw, controversial truth. No matter how much you plan, no matter how hard you try, life is unpredictable. You can't control everything, and the more you try, the more you set yourself up for disappointment and stress. I used to be a control freak. I had my life planned down to the minute. I had backup plans for my backup plans. I thought that if I could control every aspect of my life, I could avoid failure, pain, and uncertainty. But you know what? Life had other plans. My carefully crafted world came crashing down when I lost my job unexpectedly and a close relationship fell apart. No amount of planning or control could have prevented that. Think about it. We obsess over controlling our careers, our relationships, our health, even our emotions. We live under the illusion that if we just manage everything perfectly, we can avoid the chaos and uncertainty of life. But here's the brutal truth. The universe doesn't care about your plans. It has its own agenda, and it's not afraid to throw you curveballs. The Stoics understood this. They taught that we can't control the external world, only our reactions to it. They knew that the more we try to grasp at control, the more we suffer. It's like trying to hold water in your hands. The tighter you squeeze, the more it slips away. I had a wake-up call a few years ago. I was at the peak of my career, feeling invincible. I had everything planned out. My career trajectory, my personal life, my financial goals. Then, out of nowhere, I got hit with a serious health scare. All my plans, all my control, meant nothing in the face of that reality. I realized then that control was just an illusion I clung to for comfort. Here's the thing. The more you try to control, the more you set yourself up for failure. Life is chaotic, unpredictable, and often unfair. You can't control other people. You can't control the weather. You can't control the economy. And you definitely can't control everything that happens to you. Trying to do so is like fighting the ocean. It's a battle you're destined to lose. Here's a controversial thought. The idea that you can control your life is a form of arrogance. It's a refusal to accept the chaotic and uncontrollable nature of existence. It's a denial of reality. True strength lies not in controlling everything, but in accepting what you can't control and adapting to it. Lesson 7. Relationships are impermanent. Here's a hard truth that's going to rattle some cages. Relationships are impermanent. They come with an expiration date, and pretending otherwise is setting yourself up for heartache and disillusionment. The sooner you accept that people come and go, the sooner you'll find real strength and peace. It's time to face the uncomfortable reality that no relationship, no matter how deep or meaningful, is forever. We live in a world that idolizes relationships. We're told that finding the one will complete us, that true love lasts forever, and that friendships are eternal. But here's the controversial truth. Every relationship has a shelf life. People change, circumstances shift, and what once was can dissolve into nothing. Clinging to the fantasy of permanence only leads to disappointment. Let me tell you a personal story. I once had a friend who I thought would be in my life forever. We were inseparable, shared everything, and I couldn't imagine my life without them. But then life happened. We moved to different cities, our priorities changed, and eventually we drifted apart. It hurt, it felt like a betrayal, but it was a stark reminder that relationships are fleeting. Think about it. How many relationships have you seen fall apart? Couples who promised each other forever, friends who swore they'd always be there for each other, family bonds that seemed unbreakable. And yet, time and circumstances erode those connections. It's not a failure or a tragedy. It's just the natural order of things. Relationships are like seasons. They change, evolve, and sometimes they end. The Stoics knew this. They understood that clinging to the idea of permanence in relationships only leads to suffering. They taught that we should cherish the moments we have with others, but also accept that those moments are fleeting. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's a liberating one. I had a romantic relationship that I thought would last forever. We had plans, dreams, and a future mapped out, but then things changed. We grew apart, our paths diverged, and eventually we had to part ways. It was devastating at first, but it taught me an invaluable lesson. No matter how strong a connection feels, it's impermanent, and that's okay. Here's a controversial thought. Expecting relationships to last forever is a form of delusion. It's a denial of the natural ebb and flow of life. By accepting that relationships are temporary, you free yourself from unrealistic expectations and the pain that comes when those expectations aren't met. You learn to appreciate the present moment and the connections you have without clinging to them. Lesson 8. Death is your best friend. Brace yourself for a truth that's going to flip your perspective on life upside down. Death is your best friend. Yes, you heard me right. Death, the one thing we're all taught to fear and avoid, is actually your greatest ally. It's not an enemy to be dreaded, but a constant companion that gives your life meaning, urgency, and clarity. It's time to stop running from it and start embracing it. We live in a society obsessed with avoiding and denying death. We're told to live as if we're immortal, to focus on the here and now, and ignore the inevitable end. But here's the controversial truth. Death is the most honest part of life. It's the great equalizer that strips away all the superficial nonsense and forces you to confront what truly matters. Let me tell you a personal story. A few years ago, I had a close call with death. I was in a serious accident that could have ended my life. As I lay there not knowing if I'd make it, something clicked. I realized that I'd been living as if I had all the time in the world. I'd been putting off my dreams, neglecting my relationships, and wasting time on things that didn't matter. It took a brush with death to wake me up to the reality that my time is finite. Think about it. How many times have you put things off, thinking you'd get to them later? How often do you take the people in your life for granted, assuming they'll always be there? We act like we have an endless supply of tomorrows, but the truth is, our days are numbered, and that's exactly why death is your best friend. It reminds you to live with urgency and intention. The Stoics understood this. They believed in the concept of memento mori, remembering that you will die. They saw death as a guide, a motivator to live a life of purpose and meaning. Instead of fearing it, they embraced it as a natural part of existence that gives life its urgency and significance. It's a powerful mindset that can transform the way you live. I had another experience that brought this home. I lost someone very close to me. It was sudden, unexpected, and it shook me to my core. In the aftermath, I realized how much time I had wasted on petty arguments and meaningless pursuits. I saw how fragile life is, and how precious each moment with loved ones truly is. Death taught me to cherish the present and to live with a sense of urgency and gratitude. Here's a controversial thought. Ignoring death is the real tragedy. When you refuse to acknowledge it, you live a life of complacency and regret. You take things for granted, you procrastinate, and you waste time on things that don't matter. By accepting death as your best friend, you gain a perspective that cuts through the noise and helps you focus on what's truly important. So there you have it, 8 brutally honest and controversial lessons that can change your life if you let them. These aren't just abstract ideas or philosophical musings. They're powerful truths that, when embraced, can transform the way you live, love, and navigate this wild journey called life. It's easy to go through life on autopilot, ignoring the harsh realities that we've discussed. But the truth is, living in denial only leads to regret and missed opportunities. By facing these truths head on, you open yourself to a life of deeper meaning, richer experiences, and true fulfillment. Think about it. Are you ready to keep living in the shadows, ignoring the uncomfortable truths that shape our existence? Or are you ready to step into the light, confront these realities, and start living a life that's truly your own? I've been where you are. I've lived in fear of these truths, clung to illusions, and avoided the uncomfortable. But when I finally embraced these lessons, everything changed. I found a sense of freedom and clarity that I never knew was possible, and I want that for you too. Here's what I want you to do. Take a moment right now and reflect on these lessons. Think about how they apply to your life. What illusions are you holding on to? What truths are you avoiding? And most importantly, what changes can you make today to start living a more authentic and fulfilling life?